Do you think the voice in your head sometimes gets in the way of what you want out of life?
Meet Carl.
In your head, in.
And meet the voice in his head.
You do my head in.
It's a complicated relationship.
I'm sick of listening to you. It's too negative. But hang on a minute, that's how we work, isn't it? I'm too negative, you're too positive. Like a battery. It wouldn't work with both ends being positive, would it?
Sick of It, a brand new comedy from the minds of Carl Pilkington. Starts Thursday, 10 p.m, only on Sky One.
As a cattle farmer, calving season means long days. So when my head hits the pillow, I don't want nightmares about losing calves.
Vodafone helps farmers rest and work more efficiently with our market-leading Internet of Things network and MooCall, a device that sends alerts when a calf is on its way. Search Vodafone Business Solutions to discover how we're so much more than mobile. Vodafone. The future is exciting. Ready? Subject to area availability, minimum terms apply. Details at vodafone.co.uk. Business Solutions.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Christy Wowardy Dowardy.
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the bird.
Just saying. Okay.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Begging the Slayer Taylor.
Anna, God, I love that banana Anderson.
Susie going toe-to-tobin.
Hava Nagila Weber. Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fun motherfucker.
Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Crappens.
Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on ye old bras. I'm Ronnie. I'm also from the Rose Pricks Bachelor podcast. And over there is Ben. He's also from my heart. Hi, Ben.
Oh, hey, greetings from your heart. It's so comfy in here.
Little, you know, there's lots of plaque all over the walls. So, you know, you can feel very proud in your room in my heart.
But it's very warm. It's very warm and comforting. You have, and it's so big. It's so big and roomy in here.
Oh,
your big,
gosh.
Warm, roomy heart, Ronnie.
Oh, gosh, Ben. Everybody, welcome to Watch What Crappens. Today is R-H-O-C Day. We're very excited. But first, we are going to be in New York in a couple of weeks, October 11th and 12th. October 11th is Real Housewives of Dallas recap, and October 12th is sold out, but that's a Real Housewives of New York classic recap. We'll announce which episode next week. And then in November, we are going to be in Seattle. And in December, we're going to be in Nashville. We've got a special surprise coming in January and another special surprise coming in February. But we'll tell you those later. So go get your tickets and also your Headbatch t-shirt over at watchwhatcrappens.com. You can find links to our social, our merch. We can talk. We can hang.
Yeah.
You can find all that stuff over there. And today, we're going to be talking about some Real Housewives of the Orange County. Okay.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Oh, my God. I was cracking up at this episode. I felt like this was like a through and through enjoyable episode. Like I was sort of I've been enjoying this season, but I felt like this was like a really strong episode. It made me feel like the show was like moving in the right direction. And I, you know, it still has a ways to go, but I was like cracking up during this episode.
Yeah, and I'm loving, like, just angry Shannon. I'm really loving this new, like, Shannon's doing this thing where she's like, I will not be young to the young person. I will just stay quiet over here and sip my drink with my eyes rolling behind. You know, thinking that she's being all nice, but she's really getting more evil. And that's what I really like, watching Shannon getting perturbed while Tamara's just trying to ruin everyone's life. And Vicky's over there pretending everything's great with Steve while arranging for herself to fuck some Olive Garden chef. I mean, it's everything we live for in this show.
Yeah, it was good to see classic Tamara back in action. You know, she's like no longer busying herself with baptisms and like hating on Vicky. She's just like, let me get back to what I do best, which is spreading gossip about people. And then all of a sudden, when like I'm in the spotlight, I say, I just want to stay out of it. You know, that's like, that's classic Tamara. And we got a whole bunch of it today.
Yeah. And there was also, you know, different parts of the opening make sense as the season goes on and we see what clips they're referencing. And Vicky's, the Fed bus is leaving, so woohoo, I'm driving, I'm in the driver's seat. but we got to see that again, of course, because it's the opening. But one of her examples of being on the fun bus was the saddest birthday party I've ever seen on a Real Housewives show, which was Steve's family's birthday party for Vicky at that rando Mexican restaurant where she was trying so hard to pretend she was having fun.
I know. I'm all season long, I like have been quietly chuckling every time the opening credits come on and they show Vicky in that sombrero, like tilting her head left and right like a little pendulum. You know, like I'm a little teapot, short in sombrero, you know? And so it was fun to finally source that clip.
Yeah, and it's like the saddest part ever. She's like trying so hard to have fun. She's like, the fun bus is leaving. It's running over me at this Mexican food restaurant.
The fun bus has left. Now it's just a mediocre nacho bus.
Woo. So we open up with Tamara the doctor. Someone's in the doctor every episode this season.
So. Oh my god. It's like between this and Shaza, I feel like OC and Shaza Sunset should just be relabeled as medical shows because there's always a doctor's visit in every single episode.
And this doctor on here is so stilted. I'm wondering who he's supposed to be. Is Kelly was really turned on by him. So I was like, is he supposed to come in and date Kelly? I'm not really sure what's going on, but he's very cast. And then there's always a girl sitting in the corner, like she in the Blair Witch Project or something, when he's in the room. Like, it's really weird.
What I like about this doctor is that if you put him in a little black bonnet, he could look like a villain from Sense and Sensibility, you know, like a gossipy aunt. Be like, oh, well, this is very nice of you. Have you spoken to Mr. Willoughby recently?
He is getting kind of that gossipy woman face.
Gossipy British aunt face, you know? Like, from the 1800s or 1700s. When was Sense and Sensibility? I think it was 1800s. He just looks like he is standing on the side of a ball, staring at someone, a young heroine, suspiciously, you know, ready to plot a plan to foil her romance.
Ankle and ankability, bitch! My ankle wanted to roll up a hill, but instead it found a mountain and it broke. But it's in love with the mountain. So confusing.
Betch and betchedess.
So she tells Kelly comes with her. She's like, whoa! So Tamara's like, when this boot comes off and Eddie gets his heart in order, we're going to bone like monkeys.
Do monkeys bone?
Yeah, she goes, bang like monkeys. The monkeys bang. It's like, no, they just reproduce through, like, coughing on each other. Tamara's, like, basic biology lessons.
And I like that Tamara actually gets dumber with age. It's like a rotten fruit.
Oh, I don't want to see Tamara and Eddie banging like monkeys. I feel like that's, like, involves feces.
Yeah, they're just throwing shit at each other's head.
And, like, loud howls, like howler monkeys. Like, I feel like if I were walking through the jungle and I heard monkeys banging, I'd be like, ugh, get me out of here. Which is pretty much what I'd expect Tamara and Eddie's sexual experiences to resonate. Like, like something like that.
It'd be like Planet of the Apes, but you'd never really root for the apes. So the movie wouldn't really work. It's like, kill the apes, kill them all.
it's like the Statue of Liberty's in their backyard.
So then we start talking about how Kelly was spreading it around all the girls that Steve Chavez Lodge is just using Vicky for money for tortillas or whatever, because he's very, very Hispanic, you guys. Very Hispanic. Yeah. And Kelly's like, here's the fact. When Steve dumped her and we went to Cabo, she was hysterical. I was consoling her like a good friend. And then how she got him back, I have no idea. But he was living with his mama.
I mean, she was really butthurt about it. She was butthurt. He moved with his mom. He sold his house in Murrieta.
But didn't he have two houses?
It's like, no. So now they're like, wait a minute. Why is Vicky like the home for runaway old people?
Yeah. Yeah, because Kelly's basically like, you know, Vicky has a pattern. And, like, guys always just move into her house. And I'm like, that's probably because she has a nicer house with a grotto in the back, as opposed to Steve, who probably has, like, a one-bedroom above an Econolodge.
Yeah, Marietta doesn't work on this show, okay?
Yeah, Marietta is not Bravo, the Bravo brand, okay? Yeah. I'm sorry, a condo in Tustin just does not fly with us.
Yeah, Vookie's very controlling. She's not going to just be like, okay, I'll move it to your place. No way, are you kidding? One of the biggest fights she ever had with Don was over throw pillows, okay?
Well, she also probably sees her house as being part of, like, Bravo history, right? Like, so she feels like she probably can't even give it up because it's in Kodo and that's where it all began. So she probably just makes everyone move in with her. Plus, also, they're poor.
That's where Lincoln was shot over there. It's historical. No, not Abraham Lincoln. The old Lincoln I had, it just died. It was shot.
Lincoln Continental. Yeah, it's in the walls now. Hey, Lincoln. Beep, beep.
Woohoo, beep, beep. Beep, beep,
she gets a call from the mechanic. No, Lincoln! No.
So Kelly's like, hi, doctor! Oh. Like, Kelly's like all in love with the doctor, and he's like, guess what? Too much motion is what we are trying to avoid. Robotic, hot doctor from Sense and Sensibility.
Without his bonnet on. So basically, the big news is that in 2 weeks, Tamara can transition into a flat shoe. So then Tamara's like, oh, this really sucks for our sex life, which we have. Have we mentioned a sex life? We're going to bang like monkeys because that's all we like doing. Sex, sex, sex. All we do is sex, everyone. I'm like, okay, Tamara, we get it.
Yeah, Tamara, you're banging. This sounds like totally the confident, like a woman who's banging. Can I take my butt in the bathtub? Ah! Like, okay, let's go through that again. So yeah, Gina,
do I have to put a condom on my butt?
When I say I'm gonna stick a boot up your ass, I'm not kidding, Eddie. So Gina goes to some farm with Emily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she's like, when I moved to Orange County, I was having the time of my life. I hit every playground. It was winter back in New York. I'm like, you are so sad right now that you had the time of your life because you got to go to multiple playgrounds. Like, honestly, Gina, it's time to spread your wings and just go anywhere with them. Like, go to AutoZone. I don't care. Go to O'Reilly's. Go to Chili's. I don't care. But if going to multiple playgrounds in the winter is, like, your version of, like, living your best life, you have to revise some things.
Yeah, you want to know what a real vacation feels like? Send those kids to their dads, okay? Give him full custody. That'll show you a vacation.
Yeah, exactly. Farms. So Gina and Emily, they're at this little farm, Tanaka Farms, and they, like, hop into a wagon with their kids because they're going to go on a little tractor ride, and they all get, like, the farmer gives them carrots, and Emily's like, oh, hold on. And we, like, have to watch a prolonged scene of her, like, plucking a carrot, like, out of her throat that had, like, a string on it. I'm like, Emily, do you know how to chew? what is going on? How did you get that big chunky carrot on there with the stem still attached? Like, were you just gonna swallow it whole?
She's those that person that you say, oh, use a carrot on a stick, and then she literally eats the carrot and the stick. She's like, oh no, stick, oh gosh, oh, it was a stick, don't worry everybody, it was just a big stick.
So they go on this tractor ride and they start talking about their dinner that they had the night before with Shannon and Tamara, and Emily's like, I'm just waiting for Shannon to come out of her shell. I'm like, Shannon is like the most raw housewife we've ever seen. She is so not in a shell. I don't understand what she's talking about. Like, she's like she's like constantly freshly molted, you know. She yeah, just got out of her skin.
Skin's off. Yes.
I've lost 0.03 pounds because I just shed my skin again.
Unfortunately, the new skin smells like nacho cheese and is 3 pounds heavier than the old skin.
40 to 50 negative skins on me.
So stupid.
Here lies Shannon Bedore's skin, molted by David.
Yeah, Shannon's not in a shell. She just doesn't like you, okay? Yeah. She's very off the shell about that.
Yeah, I feel like... She's off the shell. She is fully like she is open shelled about that. She is a full on open scallop. You know, her hatred does not mean she's in a shell. She just has like open shell hatred towards you.
Yeah, open cell hatred. So Gina's like,
I just have a lot of opinions. That's all, because I'm from a different place. And that place, we got opinions, unlike the Orange County, which is a vacation, trust me. But still, nobody got an opinion about that.
It's like, oh, geez, this girl is like a broken record. She just keeps saying the same shit over and over again. And also, then the tractor, they're riding a tractor, which, okay, shoot me in my ear. Then the guy's like, okay, now you've had a carrot. Now we get strawberries. Just fucking take a rake and just start beating me in the face until I'm dead. Okay, take the softest, most innocent garden tool and just kill me with it. Okay,
why are you
watching
so mad?
People go around in a tractor eating fresh things out of the ground. I want a housewife scene. Get the hell out of a farm.
Oh, Jesus. Listen, you're the one who is like all like vegetarian now. I thought you should be happy by this.
There
like,
you go,
plant based diet.
It's taken me 1 week with carrots, and now everybody needs to die around me, okay? I'm going to start slaughtering animals with my hands just because I'm getting so angry on my diet.
I was actually happier to see them at a little farm as opposed to, like, sitting at another, like, ridiculous, like, coffee shop in a strip mall called something like, you know, Coffee and Me, something like, you know, something ridiculous. They're like, here we serve coffee and cheesecake and also dream catchers. I'm like, what? That's so OC. So Gina's complaining about Shan. She's like, Shannon Bedore is not nice to me. She's cold. She's like a polar vortex. She's a big polar vortex. And I guarantee, come reunion time, Shannon's gonna be like, well, apparently I'm cold. Apparently I'm a polar vortex. Huh? A low pressure system moving in from the north. I guess that's what I am. Huh? She's gonna remember that polar
Enjoy
vortex.
Enjoy Coca-Cola. Huh? Apparently I am a polar bear. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, did anyone see the train? I guess I was expecting the Polar Express to come through on account of my vortex. So then
I have nothing to say about polar. Isn't that sad? I'm sitting here racking my brain. I'm like,
there's nothing
what's
else
polar?
To say about
like, Polaris.
Well, I guess I'm the polar vortex, so no one seems to care that I'm melting away because of climate change, Gina. So, it doesn't even make sense. Polar vortex
I'm no
is a
stripper,
weather.
I'm a polar dancer, apparently.
Huh. Well, I guess I'm Canadian now, coming in from Canada with my cold, frosty air, huh? So, good day, eh? So, Gina, though, I actually do think Gina has a point because anytime Gina says something, they're like, you know, she's like, it's an opinion. And they're like, shut up, Gina. But then everyone does have something to say about her marriage. I think the difference is that Gina delivers her opinion in a very brash, annoying way, which was why it rubs people the wrong way. I just worked through my own issue. Sorry.
I just think that Gina just won't shut up about it. It's like every time she's on screen, every time she sees one of these girls, it's the same exact thing. It's like pushing a button in her. And she's like, well, me and Matt, we're like friends. Like, we're best friends. Anyone who knows us knows that we're best friends. But it's like, it's just not there. It's just not together. And I feel like maybe there's other things that we should be doing. You know, it's just not like marriage, but we're best friends. But like, it's going to be fine. So she sounds like she's trying to convince herself, but she also just won't give them anything else to talk about, you know?
That's true. She so also delivers time, her... Yeah, sorry. I interrupted.
No, and then, when she delivers her opinions, like you were going to say... Well, I don't know what you were going to say, but when she delivers her opinions, she's totally bitchy about it.
She is. That's what I was pretty much going to say, which is that, like, if she had an opinion about me drinking Diet Coke, she would say, I would never do that. You're going to do that? Like, I would never. You know what I would do instead? I would literally, like, throw myself off a bridge before I had that Diet Coke. I would never, you know, which is like, it's not an opinion. It's an opinion, but it's also an opinion and making you feel shitty about it as opposed to being like, oh, Diet Coke, you know, that's not really my thing. You know, I just don't really like Diet Coke. Isn't that weird? Yeah. As opposed to like, that wouldn't make me feel shitty. It'd be like, oh, okay. That's where you stand on Diet Coke. Fine.
Yeah. Well, you know? Of course I'm on her side in this scene, but leave it to Vicky
to just side the entire time, by the way.
But leave it up to Vicky. Well, I've been kind of annoyed with her talking about it, but leave it up to Vicky to get me on, you know, the side of the person who's making me the craziest at the moment.
Yeah.
Like Vicky just has that knack. What can I say?
I know. Well, what really annoyed me was at the end of the scene, Gina's son is like, Mommy, I have to pee. She's like, okay, we'll get you potty. She's like, I have to pee right now. And she goes, no, all the pee will go into the strawberries. Which is like, so if there were no strawberries there, you just let him drop trowel and pee right there in public. Like, get it together. It's not acceptable.
Not acceptable.
No, just say, like, Yeah, it's like it's potty. It's like it's just it's gonna be potty, and that's that.
Like, I don't know. Strawberries are grown in poop. So,
well, you know, I hate strawberries. So, I mean,
yeah, like, so you're just like, you're out of this whole, you're out of all of this. You would never taste the pee anyway because you don't even eat strawberries.
So now we go to a fantastical wine shop in Orange County called A Hidden Vine on the Lake, which is like really over the top for where they wind up going. So it's Vicky and Tamara. They're at a wine shop. They're there to do a tasting because Vicky ran into her old friend Domenico at the mall, and he's like, wants to cook them dinner. So they're going to get some wine for dinner.
They're banging. What do you think? Her and Domenico. Banging. Currently banging. Like, banged last night banging.
I don't know. I don't think so. I actually don't think so.
You I think do so? Because, yeah, because her face, you know, Vicky's got like something going on with her face. She gets those, like, it's the season's about to shoot. I'm going to get fillers and Botox today. You know, so she has that look on her face. So she can't really smile or laugh too much because she really does look like, I'm trying to think what she looks like. Like, it's like a basketball in a hurricane when she starts laughing, you know? It's just like a basketball flying in a cone is what she looks like. And so she was laughing so hard whenever she talked about Domenico. I was like, I know that, like, she's even going past the strength of her Botox level right now to, like, flirt.
But do you think Domenico would be into Vicky?
I think Domenico would be into a slice of ham, honestly.
Yeah, that's true. That took me a moment because I did just have a ham, egg, and cheese right before this podcast. So I just was like imagining Domenico like banging my breakfast sandwich.
Domenico would stick his dick into a Coke can, basically. Like, Domenico will fuck anything, I think.
Yeah.
I think that's probably what we're supposed to be getting from Domenico. And he's okay. What? I'm Italian. I'm like, you're a whore. You're just a whore. Yeah. Just say that, okay? Which is fine. Yeah. You know, fuck a Coke can. What do I care?
Yeah.
Fuck a slice of ham. Go ahead. Yeah. I'm proud of you. I just don't want to watch it.
Feels delightful. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, So Vicky and Tamara are like at this wine bar, and Vicky's telling Tamara that she and Steve are looking at houses in the desert to buy. And she's like, we're so happy together. We're so, so happy together. I'm like, I don't know. Let's just like go back to that birthday party, you know, like that's not what Vicky wants for her birthday.
Yeah. Vicky pouring out tequila so she can talk to the weirdo mom. Nope. That's not what Vicky wants. Okay. And then Vicky's like, we're so happy. We're so happy. Like, he wants me all the time and I want him all the time. I'm overly loving on him. You know how I get. Cause I'm like, do you really feel like that? And he's like, I do. You know, I was just so happy. And Tamara's like, she's just like over there, like lisping. Like, that's the sound of how Tamara like gives a dirty look. She's like,
she's just hissing. Yeah, she goes, Tamara tells us, Steve seems like the perfect guy, but so did Brooks. I'm like, you never said that Brooks was the perfect guy. I never even said that he seemed like the perfect guy. You hated him immediately. He says, stop this bullshit. You can't gaslight us, Tamara Barney. Judge.
When they're talking about Domenico, we see a clip of the first time they had Domenico. Seasons and seasons ago. Faces and faces ago.
It was 2007, yeah. Truly, like, faces ago.
11 faces ago. And Domenico was like, hey, what kind of breast do you like? And Vicky's like, double D's. Like, cracking up. And that's important for later. So Tamara is like, yeah, Breck seemed good. And then cock happens. And she's like, well, I hope it doesn't take your money, like Kelly said. He said you moved in with your mama.
And yeah. Like, oh. Tamara literally just goes, is like, Kelly said that Steve had to move in with his mommy when you guys broke up because he didn't have any money. I'm like, this is like full on Tamara right here. Just like, you know, she takes what Kelly said. She makes it sound even more ridiculous. She gossips to it directly to Vicky. It's good to have her back.
Yeah, welcome back to Satan, honey. So yeah. Vicky's like, well, he stayed with his mother, not his Bobby, because he has a mother, not a Bobby, okay? And he was very honest about his fears. I'm very, very, oh, why did I say he was very honest about his fears? Oh, she said, well, we had a moment where we took a break because he was very, very honest about his fears. And very, very, very busy. Very busy. Very, very, very busy. And, you know, he just wants to spend time with me. And, you know, I'm so busy. And then they show Vicky being busy and it's like moving furniture.
There's this random, like, busy flashback sequence. Like, all right, I need a stapler. Okay, paper clips. Where are the paper clips? Oh, my God. Alligator clips versus paper clips. Which is better? I don't know. I'm so busy. So many dead birds. Dead birds everywhere. I can't get to see it. Too many dead birds.
Another bird right into the window.
Linda on her little Bluetooth walking around the office.
And I also liked Vicky's reaction as well to this gossip, which is like, Steve has more money than I do. I mean, Steve is so rich. He has so much money. Like, he's so handsome. We have so much chemistry and he has so much money. These are all three things that are totally true. So beyond true. I mean, how could you even say anything? I mean, it's hilarious.
All that sweet sheriff money, that sweet, sweet sheriff money that comes raining down.
Yeah. So Vicky is based. So Vicky's like, Kelly doesn't know what the facts are, so she needs to shut her fat ass mouth. Which I also feel like is gonna, like, I don't remember. Did Vicky tell? I think Vicky told us that, because if she told that to Tamara.
No, she told it to Tamara. She said, I'm pissed about it. Yeah, she's like, I'm pissed about it. She has shut her fat ass mouth. She's about to run business. And Tamara's like, well, she's upset because of what Steve said, because Steve left Kelly there. Then she said that Kelly was doing the thing, and the thing that somebody else said about the somebody else, she said something else about that thing. They started going into that, like, narrative. And this show is going to really just fuck all of our brains, because it's like the most minute things they're fighting about, and they're just going in circles about them over and over again. So this begins that habit in this episode.
Yeah, well, this was like things. This is where things get a little fucked up, because, you know, Kelly is mad because Steve said in page six that Kelly left Michael, and Kelly is claiming that it was a mutual decision. And Vicky's like, no, Michael wanted to stay married. He wanted to stay married. She was always yelling at him. She treated him terribly. I'm like, you know, that's really fucked up, because over the past three seasons, we saw Kelly was, like, miserable. She talked about how controlling Michael was. You know, she tried to leave him, and he, like, basically wouldn't allow her to leave. And she told all this stuff to Vicky, and, you know, Vicky understood that. And so now for Vicky to turn it around and be like, oh, well, Kelly was always yelling at him. Kelly was always so nasty to him, as if Michael's the victim. I thought that was really fucked up, because I always got the impression that Kelly was the one who was really stuck in that marriage. And she started snapping at Michael at the end because she just couldn't stand him anymore.
Well, they are really like, they were really like that, volatile. They fought over every little thing at all times. And it's really hard to pick sides on this show, because Kelly's actively trying to ruin Vicky's relationship right now. So Vicky's lashing out and trying to, like, diss her relationship.
But it is like a classic behavior, and we've seen it on many of these Housewives shows, where there is, like, a controlling husband, and then the wife finally leaves him, and then he starts to paint himself as a victim. Like, I was always in love with her. I was always trying to make it work. I was just trying to be the best that I could be. I mean, hello, Peter Bailey. I mean, he's not – I wouldn't say that he's controlling necessarily, but he sucked. And that's just, like, the classic thing. When someone who sucks gets dumped, they're like, I would have tried to make it work. I was trying my best. But I guess she just moved on. She was yelling at me, and I was willing to take it because I loved her. No, shut the fuck up. Don't play us like that.
Yeah. Well, Michael and Kelly, that's like one marriage. It's like, whoa, you're both pretty fucked up. So, and also, Kelly just betrayed Vicky by saying, well, last year Steve left her and had to go stay in his mommy's house. So it's like, this is one where it's really hard to pick a side, because they're both doing it.
Yeah.
I will say that Kelly started it, but that's, you know, it's a Real Housewives of Orange County, and one thing you can, like, bet on is that they're all wrong at all times.
Yeah. So either way, Tamara now starts talking about the dinner that she had with Shannon and Gina and Emily, and they're talking about Gina getting a divorce, and he's like, I don't, you know, she's doing that, like, quick head shake thing. You know,
She's an asshole. Tamara's like, yeah, she told me about filing for divorce, and Vicky goes, it's totally gross. It's totally gross. How are you going to support your children? How are you going to support your children? It's totally gross. Gross.
Yeah, I don't like her flippant attitude about divorce. No. Why are you doing it? And Tamara's like, yeah, I think it's weird. Like, they just want to get a divorce. Like, why would they want to get a divorce? I think there's something that's happening that we don't know about. I'm like, yeah, no shit, Sherlock. It's called their lives. And why would Gina tell you you're, like, an awful person? Of course she's not going to tell you. And well, I'm going to save my disdain for later on when they really get into it. But, like, the fact that these women are
having an affair, basically. And yeah. Tamara's like, yeah, I'm calling bullshit. And Vicky's like, I don't like a flippant attitude about marriage. What are these kids with their attitudes about marriage? I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, like you're one to talk. I mean, Tamara even says that, like, look, like, we are not ones to talk. She's like, but learn from my experience, learn from our mistakes. So then,
she hasn't injected basketball into her face yet. So there's that, you know, baby steps, Vicky.
Yeah, exactly. So then the lady comes out with a wine called an Arnejas or something like that. And Tamara's like, oh, cheers to our anus. Our anus, get it? It sounds like Arnejas. Our anus. Because that's where I love to have sex sometimes with Eddie when we're boning like monkeys, bitch.
I can't wait to get this boot off so I can feel my anus again, bitch.
And Vicky just goes, she would say that.
And then Tamara, doesn't taste like asshole. Wow,
get
that's
it?
The nicest.
That's a reference to me calling it our anus. Get it? Get it?
This wine company is so glad that they showed up to give them publicity. Oh, you heard it here on Real Housewives of Orange County. It doesn't taste like asshole. Okay, we'll see you for the wine tasting Sunday night.
What were you saying before I cut you off? You said that's like the nicest whatever.
Oh, who knows? Who cares? Okay, so Kelly and Gina are exercising and they're doing the stairs, you know, like the heavy stairs. Yeah. And Gina's like,
oh my God, in New Jersey, we don't got stairs like that. They got the fanciest ways to work out here. Yoga, hot yoga, Pilates, stairs, jumping jacks, walking.
I'm like, All
right, this culture clash thing has to end now, Gina. All right, like this, it's like she like goes into the supermarket. She's like, oh my God, they have the craziest things in California. You can get tomato soup. You can get cream of mushroom soup. You can get chicken soup. You can get chicken stock. You can get chicken broth, you get chicken noodle, chicken dumpling. Whoa.
In California, the limes and lemons are in different places. It's crazy. This town is crazy.
In California, you can get red onions and yellow onions and green onions. It's crazy. What a crazy world. In Long Island, you just get onions. That's all. It's just onions. But here, it's like all different colored onions. Like, whoa, it's crazy.
You guys are not going to believe what she talks about. She's like,
oh my boy, I'm divorcing Matt, but we're best friends, so it's not like a real divorce because we're like really still together because we're friends. And, you know, we just decided we're in a different place.
Oh my God.
It's more like a marriage is ending rather than divorce because we're still like, we're still friends and we're still attracted to each other, but like we don't want to be with each other anymore. And oh my God, these stairs go down. I've never seen stairs that go down like this. Have you ever seen a staircase this big before? This is crazy. California is the strangest staircases.
In Long Island, stairs are electrical.
In Long Island, we just take escalators everywhere. Is that weird? Is that weird? There's no like escalators in Orange County. Like, have you guys learned about escalators yet? Like, this is a staircase. Like, why? That's crazy.
So then after the stair climbing, do you have anything to say about stair climbing?
Well, just that I was really enamored with Kelly's crazy black leggings that had rainbows and clouds on them.
Oh, really? I loved her shoes, her pink ribbon shoes. Look at that. Yeah. How gay are we?
So once again, and Kelly again is like, well, that's weird. They're getting divorced. They're still having sex. That's weird. That's weird.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that weird, to be honest.
The cast is acting like it's so weird. The guy lives in a different city.
Okay? I know. Why do they not notice this? They're like, it's so strange. I mean, they're friends. They get along. They're still attracted to each other, but they're getting divorced.
He doesn't help with the kids. He doesn't do jack shit to help out because he's living somewhere else so she can be on TV with her kids. Oh, yeah. Seems totally healthy. You know, if she wasn't getting a divorce, they'd spent the whole time saying, oh, my God, I don't think he's good for you. He's probably cheating on you. He's never home. Yeah.
They were doing that all season until now. It's like, to me, it's like really obvious why they're getting a divorce, because she's basically living like a single mom, but without any of the benefits of like being able to date or like screw around. And he doesn't even want to see her. So like, yeah, I think it's totally feasible that they are like friends and they're attracted to each other, but this marriage is not going anywhere. Like why is this hard to compete for these ladies?
Yeah. So the next up we get Vicky and Chef Domenico.
Oh.
Like, I've known Domenico for 25 years. And he said, when I cook for you and your friends, it's a party.
It was really funny hearing Vicky doing an Italian accent. It was like strange. I didn't know how to process it. But
I'm sorry I left that inside of ya, but I think you're so pretty, ya. You know, and then I got a paper towel. It was great. Okay, Domenico, what are we making today? What are we making?
Yeah, and Vicky tells Domenico that Don didn't like him because he was too flirty, but whatever. So now Shannon goes to pick up Kelly, and she checks out the apartment, Kelly's apartment. She's
like, huh, well, spiral staircase, huh, well, I just shed some more skin, and here I am a little bit later, and wow, huh, this is nice. It's right by the beach. I bet you have a great view of every time David walks by with that bitch. Huh? A little bitter.
I suppose you call those stairs spiral, huh? Which is what my life is taking right now. So that's great. Thanks for your support, Kelly.
It's so strange going up to your apartment because I've never gotten an upward spiral before.
Oh, I just did, but oh god, coming down. Yeah.
I do like that every time you leave your house, you have to go into a downward spiral. I feel like that really bonds us.
So then we skip over to Gina's house, which this is basically the entire scene.
Mom, get off of that. Mom, take that out of your mouth.
I know,
mom,
little monsters.
Get your finger out of the socket. Why are you peeing on the bread loaf?
On the bread loaf. Oh, God, it's a nightmare in that house.
So then Shane and Emily.
Yeah. So Emily is getting ready, and she's like, well, I'm off. And she's like, what? I wasn't invited to the party. King of Snarkasm.
And she's like, well, do you want to go? And he's like,
no.
And she's like, well, I'm sure you want to avoid conflicts with all other girls. And he's like,
with certain other girls.
King of Snarkasm.
She's like, well, I talked to Kelly, and she doesn't want things to be awkward, so you guys can start over. You guys can really start over if you want to, Shane.
He's like, well, the way to avoid awkwardness is to, like, not call people by names and yell,
King of Snarkasm!
If someone wants to apologize for their behavior, I'd be more than happy to
The kids are doing the wave in the back.
Hey. Oh.
He's such a shithead.
Okay.
So she tells us, you know, I think I'm going to ask Kelly to apologize, but I'm afraid. She's fucking terrifying.
Yeah. Well, she is. I'm happy that we're on her good side. But I would be very nervous to be on her bad side. So Vicky, before the women come over, Vicky starts telling Domenico who he can flirt with. She's like putting check marks by all the single ladies, etc. And she gives herself an X and a question mark because she's taken, but she's not married. AKA, you can sit back
there. I'm not married yet. And I'll admit, my heart goes pitter patter every time he passes. I'm going to get Domenico insurance for people. Just because you never know. Domenico can come cook for you and your heart pitter patter explode. You're dead. Like, what are you going to do?
He's all manicotti. So that's like my second manicotti reference in like 2 days.
Manicotti, manicotti, manicotti. What a fine manicotti. A mighty, mighty good manicotti.
That's by my favorite hip hop duo, Cacio e Pepe.
So the girls start arriving, and she's like, hey, Domenico, let's show them how we danced earlier. They're, like, doing that arm-in-arm, like, Irish, like, tap dancing Lord of the like Dance shit.
It's like river, some weird, like, river dance, but, like, Lord of the
like Lord of the Flies, you know?
Lord of the Flies dance.
Instead of Lord of the Dance.
He was like, hey, I learned this in Iceland, look. So
she's like, could you please not flirt with me? That's the sound of her face making that basketball in a tornado.
Just crinkling up.
Yeah.
Everyone starts to arrive. Gina shows up in this crazy, like, white hat and a big, long red coat. In fact, they're all wearing crazy hats for this. And I felt like, you know, Vicky was wearing, like, a green blazer. Gina was in this red and white thing. And they were just making the worst version of the Italian flag possible. I was like, this is a disrespect to this fine country. And by fine country, I mean both Italy and America.
What's with the fedoras that are way too small? It's weird. It looks like little puppet hats.
Maybe I don't know. What's weird, because in New York, all the fedoras fit normally, but in California, they're like small. It's a strange thing. I've never seen anything like it before.
And Gina could be lying about where she's from at this point. Like, I don't even know if I believe her, because she says things like this.
I love Italian food. Pasta fazool. Pizza. Lasagna.
I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Those are like the most obvious things ever.
Yeah, exactly. And when your mom's maiden name is Sanzanito, I think you should be able to like dig a little deeper than pizza pie. But I love Shannon showing up, because Shannon always has like some of Shannon's best moments are when she's approaching a doorway. You know, she just always is muttering something. This time she's like, oh, that's kind of chilly a little bit here right now. A little brisk weather, a little cold. I'm not sure if I like it that much.
Gosh, I haven't been here for a long time.
It's like clips. It's the most random clips, too. They're showing some random shit. Brooks is in there. He's like, would you like? He's like, roses are red. Violets are purple. Would you like some wine? Pull my finger in a fart. It's like, what is this clip? Why are we using this?
I know. So all the women are there, and Emily pulls Kelly aside and is like,
hey, I have a question. You know how you and I had that really good conversation? I was wondering if, like, you and, like,
Shane and Kelly's like, oh, yeah, of course, of course. No, I'd love to apologize. I'd love to say I'm sorry to that dick. No, he's a little bitch, but he still deserves an apology, that little bitch.
I'll put him on my lap, that little bitch, that little twerp.
He's a dork. A little dork. Dork needs an apology. I would love that.
Well, that's good, because, you know, he's Mormon, so he's really into God and, you know, really into forgiveness. He'll start over. You know, he's really willing to start over.
He's a good guy. He believes in God. He believes in forgiveness. And he's, like, witty and sarcastic and strong, you know.
And Kelly goes, yeah, if he's a good Mormon, he'll forgive me. Kelly knows what a good Mormon is.
Yeah, exactly. Good Mormon. Good Mormon.
Now, cover your ankles and knees. Good Mormon. Good
Mormon. To you.
To you. Going to hell, going to hell, going to hell.
What is that song from again?
I believe that is from Singing in the Rain.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I knew that.
Oh, Debbie Reynolds makes everything okay, even Mormonism, to two ignorant people.
Good Mormon. Good Mormon.
Don't have
alcohol.
Because
I'm singing in the Shane. I'm singing in the Shane. What a sarcastic feeling to be singing in the Shane. That was my musical comedy. Turned him into Craig from Southern Charm. Oh, by the way, Thomas Ravenel got arrested today.
Yay, couldn't have happened to a nicer person. And it's for one of those sexual assaults from a couple years ago. So see ya, sucker. And he faces up to 2 to 3 years in prison. So fingers crossed. I'm sure he won't get shit because this is, you know, the South or whatever. And so he'll get some goddamn judge he went to kindergarten with. But good for you. And Catherine, I hope you're making your move over there.
Yeah, and the other thing, as long as we're talking about Southern Charm for a second, I also saw Patricia posted on, I think, Instagram or Twitter. It was a video of Reese Witherspoon with a lady, and they both were like, they basically were saying something to the effect that I think they're in Charleston, and they're like, and her friend was like, my favorite show about Charleston is like Southern Charm. I guess, no, I'm sorry. What Reese Witherspoon was like, hey, what's your favorite show that takes place in Charleston? And she's like, Southern Charm. And then Reese Witherspoon is like, it's my favorite show, too. So Reese Witherspoon is one of us.
Oh my God, Reese, come on board. I'll send you a Geraldine pen. Just send me your phone number, your anniversary, spare key to your guest cabin in the back.
I feel like we would have such a fun time with Reese Witherspoon. I feel like we would, like, the three of us would go and, like, she would invite us over to her lovely house. And then she'd, like, have, like, a big puffy couch. And she'd be like, oh, my God, let's, like, totally watch, like, season three of Southern Charm. I'd be like, sure. And then she'd, like, put out, like, a spread because she's Reese Witherspoon. So, of course, she has a spread. But then she'd also have some, like, gourmet shit. She's like, I just picked these up at Jones on 3rd. They're really great. And we'd be like, awesome. Wow. And then we'd feel shitty because, like, all we brought over is, like, a bottle of Sprite, you know?
You know, speaking of her, that you're actually being very generous in your telling of us, because that's like literally more than we've ever brought. But it's reminding me of the plane to Texas because someone in front of me was watching Legally Blonde. What a film. I mean, what a film. I knew all the lines in my head. I was rewatching
it. Never seen it.
Oh, oh my
Don't
God.
Don't tell Reese. We're just starting to become friends. Don't tell Reese.
Ben, but Reese is right now, she's doing butt clenches while she's doing a stair climber in her house listening to this. And she's very upset, I'm sure.
Well, but if it makes Reese feel any better, I am like so completely obsessed with Election. I've seen it probably like 20 times and I own it on VHS and digitally. So like Election
well,
to me.
That's this. Yeah. It's like,
okay, good.
Well, it's kind of like what Tracy Flick. Well, no, it's not. It's nothing like that. Okay, watch Legally Blonde, though. It's very good. It's a classic.
Well, I mean, I would feel rude not watching our new friends, most successful movies.
I know, Reese. Okay, we'll see you Wednesday. We'll see you at your place for Real Housewives of Dallas.
See you there. Oh my God, don't put that fantasy in my head because that, like, being able to watch Leanne Locken with Reese Witherspoon would just be like, I'm dead.
No, I don't think she would invite Leanne.
No. I'm just saying, no, we would watch Leanne. She would never invite Leanne.
Yeah, no offense, anybody. Okay, but we're totally classy.
We're invited. And then you'd become friends with her dog, and then you and Reese would bond over that, and then I would feel sort of like, oh, I feel like an outsider now, you know?
I love that you've hurt your own feelings
and then I'd at Reese's afterwards. House. Yeah.
You've already hurt your own feelings. I love it. Okay, so...
Yeah.
So they start going over the checks and the checks, and Tamara agrees with me. She's like, I think she's boned them. So then Emily comes in, and they're cutting because it's supposed to be a cooking class, but it's like the worst cooking class ever, which really leads me to believe that they found this guy and literally just ran into him at the mall and were like, oh my God, they tell you, do you want to teach us things?
Like, he was literally working at the Piercing Pagoda, and he's like, I'm an Italian, I can teach you things. And they're all like just slicing things incorrectly, and they chop up some mushrooms, and they're like, they're sauteing them in a pan, and Kat's like, this is how you do it. And she starts flipping the mushrooms, and Jean's like, it's not an omelet. Like, oh my God, it's not an omelet. I'm like, listen, you're the one with a big metal spoon trying to stir them in a nonstick pan, so you have to be quiet right now.
I don't even think Emily should have sharp tools. She's threatened to kill people. Shut up, Tamara. Okay? Let that die. That's Tamara's thing. She's all over the Twitter, you know, like, oh, shut up, Emily. You threatened to kill somebody. Who cares? Hasn't Tamara threatened to kill somebody before? How is she not?
A million times, I'm sure.
Yeah, how is she not? You tried to get somebody raped by your own son in your house, okay, Tamara? So keep it in, possum face.
So then Domenico is like making some pun about chicken breast or whatever, you know, like, oh, what size chicken breast do we need? You know, a little callback. Is this the callback you were waiting for?
Yeah, because look, it's like cute the first time, but then it's like when you go on the Universal City Tour walk more than once, or the tour thing, and you're like, oh my God, they tell this joke to everybody. I wasn't special the first time, and I'm not special now.
And then when he, I know what you're saying. And then when he makes the joke, that you see Shannon's face like, I can't believe he would even suggest something about breasts. It's just rude. We're all divorcees here. He's just rude, rude.
Yeah. And then Shannon, she goes, winner, winner, chicken dinner.
God, I'm going to sell this. So David, funny. Did you hear my joke? Domenico, does this have any calories in it, David? I mean, Domenico, it's so hard. I see a man sitting in front of me. I just go, I just want to see David. And is there a chandelier nearby? I'm getting a little warm.
Domenico, what has more calories? A piece of iceberg lettuce or prosciutto? Tell me the truth.
What has more calories? A piece of celery or a bowl of fettuccine Alfredo?
So Shannon pulls Tamara aside, like, well,
Kelly is pissed. She's really pissed.
Because apparently Vicky called Kelly yesterday in the wake of Vicky's conversation with Tamara, where Tamara told Vicky, Kelly is saying that when Steve broke up, he went to live with his mommy. So Vicky is mad at Kelly. So Vicky called up Kelly and was like, mad that Kelly's going around saying that Steve moved in with his mommy, you know? And then we have a flashback of Kelly. The reason why Shannon knows this is that we have a flashback of Kelly in the car with Shannon. And Kelly goes, Tamara verbatim told me that. I said that. Verbatim.
Yeah, so all roads lead back to guess who?
Tamara.
So they're talking about it, and then Vicky walks in behind, but Tamara doesn't tell Kelly that she's right behind her, because that's so Tamara. And Vicky's like, well, yeah, so she comes up, and Vicky started to call me, and then, Mommy! Tamara's like, I know. And then Vicky's right behind her.
She's like, Tamara's like, say it again louder. I can't quite hear you, Kelly. Say it louder.
It's like, oh, Vicky, I was saying that thing about mommy. Like, you know what I said about him living with his mommy. And Vicky goes, well, I wish I could see my Bobby. Shut up, Vicky. You don't get to fight with your dead mother, okay? Your dead mother is not a prop sword. Put her away.
Are you guys talking about my mom? Is she here? Hey, mom, I'm here. I forgot she died. Mom.
Yeah, Jesus. Let's respect your dead mother here and not use her as a weapon. Just let her rest in the walls, okay, for Christ's sake.
I loved it. That was classic, Vicky. I was like, it's been a few seasons, but she's like, oh, here it is again. She's pointing out her mom died.
Yeah.
I loved it.
So Vicky tells us, which is totally true, she's like, Steve is in the way of our relationship. Kelly's in the way of our friendship, okay? And if you want to bring drama, go somewhere else. I don't want drama. This dinner is centered around Italian food and abusing the new young people who are trying to take our jobs.
Okay. Yeah, pretty much. Because they sit down and Gina's like, wow, I learned a lot about cooking in my heritage, actually. It turns out my great-great-grandfather was a piece of spaghetti.
You know what Grandma Orchetta always said? Well, you never knew because you couldn't even hear through her dimple.
Which is ironic because Orchetta means little ears. So isn't it weird that you couldn't hear her even though she was an ear herself? That's weird, right? Isn't that weird?
Oh, don't believe her. She's not such an angel hair.
You know what, though? She's just a big shell of a woman. Like, literally, she's a shell. She's shells.
You know, now that I'm single again, I'm considering starting to date Rigatoni again. I mean, what a hot guy.
Well, it all depends if he's still dating Ziti, you know? Ziti, she's such a bitch. I can't stand her.
Vicky's like, I want a good dinner party, everybody. Okay, I don't want to fight. I just want a good dinner party, because that's what this is about. It's a good dinner party. And Kelly's like, well, then why is Tamara talking shit? I wonder why Tamara's talking shit. I was like, yes, a Kelly-Tamara showdown. Bring it. Tamara needs to be put in her place. But I think they're going to save that for later in the season.
Yeah, exactly. So while Vicky is literally patting Gina on the head, like, there, you little idiot. Be quiet, stupid little girl. We then see Shannon in the corner talking to waiter who's, like, serving food. And she's like,
well, this is no bueno for my diet, isn't it? Oh, it's so good to see you again, Alfredo.
God, Alfredo, you know, I'm so glad that they didn't fire you along with Heather Dubrow, monster of a human being. Gaslight me and send me to the mental hospital.
So now they start talking about Gina's divorce. And Gina and Vicky's like, well, you don't know what you're in for. You know, there's no abuse, no adultery, no pain, but it's still gonna be crazy. You know, like, I don't understand why you're getting divorced. I mean, it doesn't make any logical sense to me. I'm like, there are a lot of things that don't make logical sense to Vicky. You know, fashion,
light switches,
ramps,
floor mats in the car,
paper mache.
Dead hole birds. Punches.
Pine cones.
Actually, I think that's a good one to end on, pine cones. Just imagine Vicky, like, why would nature do something so mean? It literally hurts to pick these up.
It's like literally not a cone. It's not a cone. It's not a pine tree. Like, why is it called a pine cone?
Gina's like, I'm not feeling any pain at all. And she's like, you will be feeling pain. You're so nonchalant about it. What do you be so nonchalant about? It makes no sense. And she goes, well, can't we as women structure our lives how we want to? And Shannon goes, no, it makes no sense. Zero sense. Zero.
And Vicky starts talking as if, like, Gina is, like, about to, like, come down with Ebola or something. She's like, I don't want another statistic in Orange County. I don't want another stat. I don't want it. I don't want it.
And then the music gets
so dramatic, and they cut to this guitar player on the side. He just, like, turns. I'm like, he's one of the stats. Look at him.
He's like, me. Another stat.
I may be a guitar player, but I am also a stat.
A stat.
King of statistics.
Olé. So Gina's like, I know the man I married. And it's like, you haven't experienced the pain. You haven't experienced the pain. You don't understand what it is. The statistic is 80%. I don't want you to be another statistic. Get marriage insurance. Get marriage insurance, okay? And then Kelly's like, it's just so weird. You still have sex. That's all I ever wanted from Michael.
Gina's like, listen, I know who I married, and I know who he is, and I know that we're going to be, it's everything's going to be fine, it's very different, everything's going to be fine. And she's like, well, we all think that until it comes down to the financial part, and next thing you know, he's cursing you out in the courtroom.
Well, how'd you feel when Matt cornered you in a courtroom and started screaming at you in public, and there was no one to help you? How'd you feel about that?
How'd you feel when Matt started going off to Spartan races and didn't invite you anymore? How about that, huh?
It's all fun and games until someone's eating a chip right in your face while they stare at you making quinoa.
It's all fun and games until your ex-husband forces you to get onto a Peloton machine.
Gina's like, it's not about the money for us. I will give up alimony to save the family dynamic, and he'll pay me double the alimony to save the family dynamic, and that's who we are, and this is never an issue of money. And Shannon's like, you're insinuating I'm saying it's all about the money. I didn't say that. You literally just said until it gets to the money, Shannon, okay? And I'm on Shannon's side through everything, pretty much. Even when she's totally ass and wrong. And right now she's ass and wrong. Okay. Just keep your mouth shut over there.
It ain't about the money. It ain't about the price tag.
Shannon, now you're just doing Jesse J.
I ain't saying you're a gold digger, but you're not messing with any broke rigatoni. I'll tell you that.
Because we are living in a material world, and I'm not a material girl, Kelly.
I was like, what do I do?
I'm sorry, I meant to say Gina.
So then Gina, you know, starts her whole monologue again, blah, blah, blah. You know, we're
she's
friends.
She's like, well, I don't know. But she's like, I don't know shit about you or your relationship. You don't share with me, Shannon. I don't know. I don't know anything. And Kelly starts winging. She's like, oh, when you have assets, it's a whole different ball game. You have assets. Assets are dorks. You're a dork. Shane's an asset. And everyone's like yelling.
Well, this is a good point, but Gina's right. She doesn't have multiple assets, and she's actually taking that advice and getting out right when she starts to earn a lot of money on her own.
Exactly.
If she's a multi-season housewife, why would she want to spend half on him? Right now, if she gets out now, she can get out without paying him this money. She can get out with getting alimony and child support for the next 15 years or whatever it is. So financially, she's actually not making a terrible decision, and if she's going to be raising the kids alone anyway, except for the weekends, what's the difference, people? Get off her.
Exactly. And I think also something that's a little unspoken here is that clearly the show played a role in their divorce. You know, like, he doesn't want to be on the show. His face is blurred out in the photos. Okay. So he doesn't want to be part of the show. And she's like, listen, Matt, it's my first big thing. I want to do this, you know? So she wants to do the show. It's income for her. It's fame for her. He doesn't want to have any part of it. It was probably like the last straw that broke the camel's back. So, like, you know, I just don't see why these women are so worked up about it. They're like, I feel like they're getting out at the right time. I think it's totally fair to be like, we just don't want to be married anymore. It's like not working. I think that's good. I think that's better for the kids than forcing the kids to be in a situation. I mean, hello, look at like Tamara's kids, okay? Or look at Vicky's. Well, Vicky's kids are okay. They're fine. But I'm just saying, like, you know, kids get really damaged when they're in relationships that are like messed up.
Also, anybody around Vicky. I mean, my advice is just everybody get away from Vicky.
Look at her succulents.
Yeah, Mike can't close his eyes properly. They're still bugging out. He's terrified every time he sees her. Brianna moved away, and Vicky says that Brianna moved away because everybody gets divorced in Orange County, which is interesting. I mean, he can fuck other people in Oklahoma, too, or wherever the fuck they moved.
Well, no, they're in North Carolina. They moved away because he probably could not stand – well, I mean, Orange County is a pretty red county, like extremely, extremely conservative. But he probably wanted to be more like – in like more of a red state, you know, like he's, because if you look at Ryan's Instagram, it's all like guns are great, you know. So, and he's also a dick, and he's always hated Vicky and the show and all that stuff, and he's always wanted to have full control over Brianna.
Yeah, she probably said, "Mom, I'm moving because I don't want to get divorced." Like Vicky took that as like, "Oh my God, which caddy statistics?" Where Ryan is like, "If we don't get it away from your mother, I'm fucking divorcing you." Okay, so yeah, make up your mind.
So now the best part about this entire argument for me is Vicky goes, "Gina, you took a vow in front of God. You took a vow in front of God." And she's like, "Well, I don't even believe in God." And everyone's like, "Oh,
dun, dun, dun. This is Orange like, County. You can't say that."
Another atheist stat. So Gina's like, "I mean, I believe in a higher power." And Kelly goes, "Well, that's God." And Gina's like, "Well, I mean, I believe in a God." And Kelly goes, "That's God."
And then Kelly, the preacher, she's like, "Everything I've ever prayed for has been given to me because I believe in God." These women, okay, this is the attitude I grew up with, and it makes me fucking crazy. You know, and I've told stories about my parents praying at the craps table, okay? And I'm not even kidding. It's like, that is not what God is, okay? God is something different to everybody else, and if that's what God is to you, that's fine. But the fact that you think that you're, like, sitting there in Armani and a little fedora and, like, a decent alimony because you prayed for it is just fucking ridiculous, people, okay?
Yeah, exactly. So Gina's like, "Well, I believe in myself." And Vicky's like, "That's not enough." That's why you're in the place you're in. I'm like, she is in a great place, actually. She has realized that her relationship is not working out. So they're going to, like, split up before it gets too nasty and, like, live their happy lives. And they're happy with their children. So, like, I don't really understand. Like, I just like that Vicky is, like, negging Gina, saying that she believes in herself. Like, you can't believe in yourself. It's not good enough.
Like the first woman she's ever said, "Don't believe in yourself." You know?
Yeah.
Now she's like, "Oh my God, what? You want to get a job? No, stop believing in yourself. Don't get a job. Don't get a job. Don't get a job." It's like the opposite of Vicky. "Hey, Vicky, you got some plank in your eye, bitch." Okay.
And then Vicky, I love this. She goes, "She better hope she's right, because if she's wrong, she's going to pay for it for eternity. It's a long time." Like, I love that you're just like hell shaming her. Just full on hell shaming her over her spaghetti.
Well, here's the alternative, okay? You go to heaven and you hang out with Vicky, or you go to hell and hang out with people more like yourself. Bye. Why would I go to church? You know, if anything's going to ever turn me off from going to church, it's that. Mm-hmm. See you later. See you in hell, Gina.
So then Vicky goes, "Well, that's why you don't have a moral compass inside your soul," which is like so nasty. And especially coming from Vicky, it's like, hello, your compass, I don't know what it's attuned to, but like you're not one to talk about compasses, Vicky.
You were selling Pez candies and calling them cancer drugs like literally 2 years ago. So shut the fuck up.
She literally has like a geometry compass. She's like, "It's my moral compass." It's like, no, it's not the right kind of compass, okay? That's not what we're talking about.
Well, you know, that's why you don't have a moral protractor and you're going in circles. Okay. You're going in wacky circles with that one.
You don't have moral angles, okay? Here's my proof. So so then everyone's like, Gina's like, "Whoa, that was a really mean thing to say, that I don't have a moral compass. That's crazy." She's like, no, I said, "Don't you have a moral compass? Don't you have a moral compass?" Vicky. She literally said, "That's why you don't have a moral compass."
She's such an asshole. And then Gina goes, "You know what? No moral compass. You sound stupid. You sound stupid right now, and I don't do stupid. Okay? That sounds stupid." Which is so good, seeing someone throw that back in Vicky's face.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that becomes the thing that they just play over and over throughout the years. Like they've played, "Shut up, Gretchen. You're stupid."
Yeah. Well, then Gina then says something stupid. She goes, "You know what? you know what? I have morals, and not because of God or because I follow some sort of rules. It's because I try to be a good person. I'm like, well, I hate to break it to you, but morals are really based off of a code that's established by like God or rules or laws. So like you can't have morals without someone.
I don't believe
those
that.
Guidelines.
I actually don't believe that. And I hear that argument a lot. I think that's incredibly short-sighted. I don't want to say stupid. But what, people are just going to think it's okay to go murder each other just because there's no Bible? Like, I don't think that – I think that basic human decency and laws, like, could have kind of –
I'm not saying it has to be religious. I'm just saying that, like, there are standards that are created – standards that are created by, that are generally accepted as by a whole, and, like, that's what people follow. Listen, I'm watching Game of Thrones. People murder each other a lot, okay? So they have different morals in Westeros, okay? This is what I'm learning.
They don't have a church. And that's what I told them. You know, I told everyone in that cast, you're going to go to hell for eternity. That's a long time. Okay. It's longer than six seasons, I'll tell you that.
At least Cersei believes in God, okay? Seven of them, all right?
Okay, so Gina goes off running to the bathroom, and they still just keep talking about it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, wait, before she leaves, Vicky goes, what are you going to do when you start to date somebody else with your kids? And then they don't like your kids. They're your Samsonite. They're your luggage. It's like, damn. And Gina's like, okay, I'm not dateable. I get it. And Shannon goes, it's not that, Gina. It's not that, Gina. Okay, what is it then, everybody? So Gina runs off crying. And Vicky's like, there's no abuse. There's no addiction. I mean, why else would you divorce? I mean, I left Dad because he was like super boring. I was fucking Brooks at Lakita Inns across the country at business meetings. And, you know, he didn't like the throw pillows I bought. But, you know, that's a real reason. You know, at least there were reasons there.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, I like this, that when Gina stands up, the very first thing is Vicky saying, somebody's having an affair. She's like... I mean, talk about moral compasses, and the very first thing someone gets up from the table, and that's what you're going to say.
Yeah, which you Sorry. Did, by the way.
And by the way, I did look up the actual definition of morals because now I was fascinated. A person's standards of behavior or beliefs concerning what is and is not acceptable for them to do. So I think you're right. You don't have to have – it doesn't have to be necessarily based off of –
Well, that always just makes me crazy because that's always what I was told growing up. Like, well, if you don't – because, you know, of course, I'm the Gina. I'm like, I don't believe in God. And that's always what I was told. Well, then you're just not going to have any moral center. Like, everything they're saying is just so – like, everything I grew up with, and I'm so sick of it, you know?
Yeah. I think it's so, that when you're thinking about what is acceptable – if the definition is, like, based off of, like, what one believes is acceptable, the thing is what informs what makes you think what's acceptable is usually something like religion or a code of laws. So, well, philosophy, right?
All right, guys, we're totally using it at the right time. Real Housewives.
Someone's having an affair.
So Emily's like, Tamara goes, so, guess what I think? It's none of our business.
Yeah, I'm like
shut up,
Tamara.
Didn't you just bring it up? Weren't you the one who just brought this up?
You're the one who started all this somehow. I don't know how, but you started it. Because you're the one who was – I think she was the one who riled up Vicky at the wine bar and was like, so what do you think about Gina's, you know? She's getting all divorced, and it's like, why are you getting divorced, right? Like, what's up with this, you know? Yeah. And now she's like, it's none of our business. Come on.
So Gina goes to the bathroom, and it does give credence to what she's been saying, because she runs to the bathroom and immediately calls Matt, and she's like, they're just so mean to me, and they just don't understand what we're going through, and I just need a rack. I need a rack to lean on. And Emily's like, knock, knock, knock. Queen of sarcasm. It's Emily.
Yeah, so she's there, and meanwhile Vicky is, and so they're talking it out and everything, and Vicky meanwhile is outside going, well, she's just another statistic. Another statistic, we lost another one. Add another number to that billboard over the 405. Another statistic. this many women got to reason in Orange County this year. 55,000.
And so, then Gina and Emily have a little talk, and Emily's like, here's what you need to do. Just say thanks for sharing. And then they say, okay. And then they can have an opinion. You just don't listen to it.
But here's the thing. I was friends with Matt. We're like best friends, and we're still together. It's like, oh my God.
Oh God.
Are you going to repeat this every time you, like, I have to try and support you? You're not going to have any support yet. Shut up.
I actually think Emily's advice was good. She basically is saying, oh, okay, thanks. Like, take in what they're saying, but, like, you don't have to just, like, dismiss it right out front, you know? And Meanwhile, outside, Tamara's like, I don't think she wants a divorce. I'm like, well, good job staying out of it, Tamara. Good, none of your business. And Shannon's like, well, I think she does. She still loves him. She loves him. Like, I don't think she loves him.
They're all so crazy. There's so much projecting. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Shannon's like, I think she does want that divorce. How about that? And Vicky's like, no, nobody wants it. And then when they come back out, she tells Gina, Dedek came out. Did this bit here. Why didn't you come out? Because you made her cry, you fucking cow. And she was like, I was upset, Vicky. She's like, look, we just want to bother you a little, okay? We just want to bother
you. What?
Now, congratulations. I bought you an SUV. You're paying it. You're paying for it, okay?
You know, I was just very upset, and I'm like not a person to show my upset to other people. And they just cut to Shannon staring at her like, upset is not a noun. Little Miss 30-year-old. Using upset like it's a noun. Upset is an adjective or a verb, but it's not a noun. And I'm not going to sit here at this table. Well, I guess dessert is served. So I will sit here a little bit longer.
Huh. We all go into divorce wanting it to be happy, and I'm rooting for her, but chances it won't be amicable. Okay? Chances are it's not going to be amicable. Yeah, you think it's going to be amicable until you look on Instagram and you realize you were married to a long-haired Don Knotts who's gotten a young person pregnant. God, this is fine.
I just want everyone to respect that everyone's situation is different, okay? And then they cut to Shannon and be like, mm-hmm. Oh, I totally respect that you're going to be being completely naive and dismissing my thoughts, and I have very valid opinions on these things. Felt good to get that out by keeping it in my mouth, but it didn't get all the way out.
Yeah, Shannon just does a judgmental sip of her vodka. Like kind of shrugs. So then we go over to Emily's home, and Shane's like,
she's like, there's something on the floor. What is this?
He's like, it came off of Fisker's butt.
Did you say butt?
Yeah, it's got a garden back there.
King of snarkism.
Because she's like, cracking up like,
oh my god, Shane said that the dog has like a garden back there, huh?
And then she puts on pineapple sunglasses and he goes, funny. So Kelly has brought Jolie to I guess be her bodyguard or whatever, and they send the kids upstairs so she can have the talk with Shane, and she's brought him succulents, and she's like, flowers die but succulents live forever.
They're such dorks. What dorky plant. Succulent. You know what succulents are? They suck. That's what they're called, succulents. You're mean.
That's funny. She brought him a suck plant.
Then they just air literally for like the fourth time this episode, they show the clip of Kelly being like, you're a little bitch. So you are, you're a little bitch. Like for no reason. They just keep airing it. Emily's like, well, this should be interesting because Kelly has a quick fuse and Shane is snarcastic.
Get it? Snarcastic.
She gets like a little bugle from like a, there's like a ladybug on the couch with a little bugle that's like a little cartoon ladybug.
So Kelly's like, she's like, I know you're adult, so I'm just gonna leave you alone. And Kelly's like, no,
how'd you do that? Weird. It's weird. Why? Here. So then she's like, stay. I'm like, I'll tell you what's awkward is the seating arrangement in this living room. They're like, it's. Shane's in a seat that's like aimed towards a television, and then there's another couch aimed towards the television, and like Kelly is like sitting on the edge of the couch like looking at Shane across the arm, and he's like fully like rotated 3/4 degrees around, like the chair is rotated one way and he's like sort of twisted around. I'm like, can you guys like try to like sit in a proper formation right now? And I also really blame Shane because there's a full-on couch situation and he just sits in his little chair. Like, get on the couch and look at her like a normal human being.
Also, not to be all Southern Charm about it, but you're sitting there giving someone dirty looks. Like, a woman is in your house. Stand up until she sits down. It's like, goes beyond man and woman. It's like, be a decent fucking host.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree.
He's sitting there like someone's coming into the principal's office. Listen here, little twerp. Okay. This woman doesn't work for you, and you're extremely lucky that she's this nice about it, because she could come in there and rip you limb from limb.
Yeah, he basically stood up and hugged her at the table. When she came in, he stood up, he went over, he took the plants, he hugged, whatever. And then they went into the living room, and then he just like sat down in that chair. And like the chair was an antisocial chair. It's not facing any of the other seats. It's only facing the TV. So like the fact that he chose that chair to have a conversation with her, like, I just feel like, A, I would have remained standing, like you said, until she sat down on the couch. And then I would have sat down on like the opposing love seat or on the other part of the couch. Like, for him to do that, it actually bothered me so much. It was like, to me, it showed like a lack of awareness of the people who were around him, a lack of like manners, a lack of like decency. It just was like tacky. It was a tacky moment, a tacky seating position.
Yeah, it was. Agreed. He's a little piece of shit. Mm. So she's like, don't leave. It's awkward for me. And he's like, awkward for you? That would be awkward. So she's like, okay, listen, little twerpy twerp, which I say with love, because that's what I say to people I love. I've been through a divorce, and it's really hard. And, you know, Steve was saying stuff, and I really don't appreciate that Steve and Vicky were there. And basically goes through the same thing. And he's like, yeah, but what did I even say? I didn't even interject until he left. And then I was just responding to you. And she goes, what happened so fast? Like, I need a court reporter to sit next to me. And he goes, that might work against you, though, a court reporter.
And then he's like, here's what I have to say. If you want to confront someone, just show them what they said, and then they can't refute it. It's like right in their face. At which point,
kind
guess
of like
what happened?
The editors.
Oh no, I was gonna say for me, and what happened to actually many of our viewers who also share DirecTV got the glitch, and next thing I knew, I was midway through the coming up this season on Orange County.
Oh no!
So I didn't
get
to see the rest
of
the scene.
So basically, I'm glad he's like so behind evidence, because there's plenty of it of him being a cut fitness face. So he'll get the evidence that he needs come reunion time, and probably 20 more times in clips until then. So he says, if you want to confront someone, have evidence. And she goes, well, that's the lawyer in you coming out. And Shane's like, no, that is my common sense. Okay, it's called common sense coming out. It's not that I'm a lawyer. It's common sense. And Kelly just looks at Emily like, here he goes again. Like, do you see what he's doing? And then she goes, okay, well, I don't have sense, but I have common sense. Like, Kelly's like willing to start a fight over this. So Shane just looks at her and he goes, okay. And then she says, look to us. She says, my choice? Here's my options. To call him a little bitch, flick him in the forehead, give him a wedgie, shove him in the locker, and then grab him by the ears and slam him into my knee. Or just get over it. So I'm just going to get over it. So she's like, so what are you guys doing today? And he goes, well, we're probably going to just stay here and talk shit about you. And Kelly's Kelly goes, She does that like really low guttural laugh that she does. And Emily's like, Shane. And she goes, no, I like you. And that's how it ends. So they make up, but he's basically she apologizes, but her apology says, when I get mad, that's how I act, and I was mad. So that's not an apology. It's just saying, now you know, next time I'm mad, I'm going to act like that. And then he doesn't apologize at all, and then just continues to do exactly what he was doing. So it was kind of like, let's just accept each other for now, and we'll fight again later. See you then.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's good. Good to see that they may have a round two down the line.
Yeah. So that brings us to the end of Watch What Crappens. We will be back tomorrow with a preview of Real Housewives of New Jersey. Then on Thursday, we'll be back with Real Housewives of Dallas and Friday Shaws. Go get your tickets for New York City, October 11th. We will be there. Then in Seattle in November and Nashville in December. Nashville's selling, so get over there and get your tickets, because they probably will be gone.
There's only about 50 tickets left at Nashville, so...
Yeah, so go get them, people. And then if you want your Hey Batch Tamara t-shirt, go over to watchwhatcrappens.com as well and get that.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
We will see you next time, everybody. Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.